Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What the hell do you think you were listening to?
Streaming live 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Grab the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher,
and now Spotify.
Some goofball in a hat, one of the players that had John Lewis in the Deadpool as well as Sophie's second choice. Sorry. Sorry, you're dead, Craig.
It's a hit. Oh, man, that's harsh.
Wow.
There's the spider monkey squeezing Dr. Mina's finger. That one amuses me.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's usually it's in your butt.
Right.
Yeah.
The butt kegel.
Yeah.
Stoneballs Jackson gets a hit.
Always like that one.
Suck it, cheeses.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
That's Jesus. He said Jesus.
No, he didn't.
That guy doesn't like cheese.
And, apparently I am now a dip maker. Swallow my guac.
Craig, by the way, is leading his own Deadpool right now. Solo, 6 hits.
The fix is in.
Yeah. Cheater. Yeah.
Does it feel good?
No. Because you can't, you see.
It's early.
It is early.
But you're up there, man.
I have never been this high on the list this late in the year.
I and you're right. I realize there's maybe 5 months left, but the fact is, those people need a hit to catch you. You're not leading by tiebreaker. You're up by 1.
Yeah.
So right. They need a hit to tie you at least.
You have the outright lead.
And right. You have 3 on their left, 4 on their left that you could easily get 7 and maybe 8.
Yes, easily.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, you're still leading at
so
lap.
So everyone else.
You're still leading at lap 300 of the 500. I mean, it's
meaningless.
It's, you're
no,
not.
No, I don't think it's
you're in good shape.
I think it's meaningless in March. I think now I think you're the fave.
We haven't even hit
second half
season.
Of the year.
Yeah, everyone else is drafting off you at this point.
Right. And if you get one more hit, you've hit the record.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, tied.
Yeah, tied.
Well, still the record.
Yeah. Now, I won't be like that David Rush guy. He does all the records, you know, the Guinness records.
Oh, yeah, that dude's back.
And what, he put on a bunch of pairs of pants this time?
Yeah. Well, he did shirts.
Yeah, I know that.
Now, let's see. Using chopsticks, he has set the Guinness World Record for throwing and sticking 19 chopsticks at the middle area of a target in 1 minute.
See, he's just making up his own stuff. And why are they counting these?
Because the previous
something.
Record was 14.
Oh, so he's finding stuff that's actually out. But somebody had to start these things.
Yes.
Does Guinness ever say, yeah, you did that because nobody else has done it and we don't care?
I don't even understand what that is.
Well, see, he is breaking records.
He must be sharpening.
He's breaking records that are already there.
Okay. Yeah. So, but somebody had to do with those records first.
And it's Guinness's fault that these records are there in the first place.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If somebody had to do them first, they should have said, nobody cares.
Right.
Chopsticks at what? At a dartboard?
At a target.
A target. And I don't know how far he had to throw them or anything.
And the chopsticks had to stick, right?
Yeah.
He must have had to sharpen the ends. You're not that pointy.
Well, or the target was a softer material.
Yeah, you're right.
They would stick into.
Yeah. It was a bowl
he
of rice.
He said that even with a big target to throw the sticks at, it wasn't easy to get them to stay.
Yeah.
And then another guy out of Brainerd, Minnesota, 30-year-old Chris Denz, is water skiing attached to 11-foot stilts.
That's pretty cool.
See, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
He beat the 10.5-foot stilt record.
Right.
For water skiing on stilts.
That's
if only
cool.
He had a squirrel with him.
Yeah. Water skiing squirrel.
Now that 10.5 a guy has nothing to talk about at parties.
No, he doesn't.
Well, yeah, I used to.
How'd that son of a bitch do it?
You should have the record.
Used to.
Yeah, he's a guy you avoid at parties, too, by the way, for that matter.
If you're that guy, don't you just continue to say that you have the record? Because who's going to fact check you?
Yeah, Google. Google now.
Are you gonna?
Yeah, that's true.
And whatever
Google
happened
makes
to the,
it difficult.
I assume he's long dead, the water skiing squirrel. Because no one's really taken his place. We've seen no other water skiing squirrels.
Oh, they're around.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Somebody had to teach that.
Yeah, they make the rounds on some of the
local news. Yeah.
Well, the local news.
Local,
but they
local
go
fairs.
Around to the local
show.
Thing. Yeah, the boat show, for instance.
Yeah. Or when they put on a little
or the home and garden show.
The water skiing squirrel we made fun of for
What's
years
the name
on
the of
show.
The water skiing? The ski nautiques. They put on shows, you know, various lakes. Obviously, people aren't going to gather anymore. But that's where you bust out your water ski and squirrel.
That makes sense.
We used to make fun of that so long on this show that there was a dude we knew that just would show up at events and he water skied, and we called him the water skied squirrel.
That's right.
He might still be out there. If that's you, dude, hope you're okay. Seen you in probably 20 years, but he was called the water. Well, we didn't call that to his face.
And I always forget until he brings it up again. But Pete Lee was a champion. On a water skiing team,
a champion water skier. Yes, he was.
On the lakes of Wisconsin.
In high school, yeah.
I always forget about that.
I do too. And he was a total skater boy. Besides that, too, I think he was a skater boy too.
You know, I've never once been on water skis.
Todd can do. I tried it. I got up once, and ex-girlfriend of mine in Pennsylvania used to water ski. I went with her a few times, and I just sucked.
I used to be good.
I tried a little bit here with some of our buddies at Fish Heads. Had a boat back in the day. I tried it with them.
My parents had a lake cabin.
Usually I was drunk, and I couldn't get up. When I got up, I fell down. I said,
"What are we talking about?
I'm going to ride in the boat. I'll just ride in the boat and watch you guys."
I spent my high school summers a water ski, and I got pretty good. At the end, and I retired.
I think my dad was pretty good, and they tried to take me out when I was younger.
Your mom is pretty good, too, by the way.
It was one of those things where I got about halfway up, and then I drank half the lake when I face planted.
Exactly, right.
I'm done. Forget this.
I could get up on water skis. I could never get up on the wakeboard.
Oh, really? Because it was always hard.
Okay.
Yeah. I've not tried a wakeboard.
Yeah. I would think the wakeboard would be easier because the water skis with me were always, my legs just started going straight out. Split-wise, I would just fall on my face, you know. I'm thinking, screw this.
Yeah, I think it needs your time with the skis because it was easier to you could move them.
Okay.
And the wakeboard's just, your feet are just strapped in and you can only move that. And
see, I've always thought the same concept would apply to snow skis and a snowboard.
Right.
But everybody says that's the exact opposite.
It's the snowboard,
Skiing is much easier than snowboarding.
Right. Well, plus you usually break something.
That's what I hear.
Tell us later, Todd.
Usually. More often than not, you break something when skiing is what I hear.
No, not always. People have gone their entire lives skiing and haven't broken anything.
But that wasn't you.
Amazing.
Yeah. You fall down one time and it's a catastrophic injury.
Oh, I've fallen more than once. I've come close to hurting myself more than once.
I'm sure you have. No, we're not talking about with gin in you. We're talking about skiing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about skiing.
But of how many times have you hurt yourself when you fell down skiing?
Oh, you know.
Once.
Strains and sprains.
Yeah.
But, you know, a major injury once.
Yep. Damn pole.
I've been injured one time when I fell, and it was a big one.
Tell you later.
Which is why I don't see myself ever doing these things, skiing or snowboarding.
Nah, I don't want to mess up my legs.
Or water skiing.
At this point, I'm fine.
Nah,
I mean, if I didn't want to hop up back on that thing when I was 22, why do I want to do it now? You know, I'll go on a boat. I'll watch you ski in a bikini. Not you guys.
I would
watch you guys ski in a bikini.
Oh, I thought you were in the bikini.
we all could be in them. I don't care.
That seems best.
I'd rather go topless, but what the hell?
Normal is a very fluid definition these days, so whatever.
And fluid's a key word with the show.
It really is.
It would suck to be a squirrel that, like, if you knew you could be a good water skier, but you just didn't have access to a boat or skis, you're just staring at the lake like, man, I could do that.
That's true. Because somebody's good at that. I could do that. Not it would just suck to be a squirrel. It would suck to be a squirrel that knew it could water ski.
Could never realize your dreams.
Right.
Yeah, just didn't have access.
No. Nope.
Didn't have the connections.
They picked somebody else. You heard about that dude, yeah.
Yeah, you would hate that other squirrel.
Right.
Just put me up there.
Elon Musk's latest startup, Neuralink, is developing a brain-computer interface that has many benefits, including the ability to stream music directly into your head.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's going to happen.
Into your brain.
That way I don't have to hear it. That's cool.
Musk said that it could help.
I get that implanted in my son's head.
There you go. He says that this interface.
Want to hear Juice World? Here, I'll just pump it into your head.
He says this interface could help control hormone levels and use them to our advantage, enhanced abilities in reasoning, anxiety relief, and whatnot. It would be a device connected directly between a computer and a chip inserted in your brain.
Man.
To get it fitted, you'd have to go through a similar process to laser eye surgery. It would involve a neurosurgical robot that would fit flexible threads inside your gourd.
Well, somebody hacks your gourd then.
Now the goose is on the table.
And that's all you hear.
That'd be awful.
Somebody could hack your gourd, man.
You would think they could.
Now the goose is on the table.
You can stop.
I mean, that's just the next level of, you know, sitting next to the bar and jacking the you know, the Wi-Fi enabled jukebox.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
You don't have to be there buy the song.
My son doesn't in the car. Especially my wife's car. He'll turn his. Oh, no. He does it by UB speaker.
Oh, yeah.
I have it outside listening.
And he'll connect to the
Bluetooth.
All of
a sudden, some horrible music comes over my big speaker and I am pissed. And he's laughing.
What is this crap?
Yeah, exactly.
Turn it off.
My speaker does that too. It has no loyalty. There's some that you have to like actually disconnect before somebody else can connect.
Right.
Mine doesn't. Yeah. Does not care.
No loyalty from your speaker.
None.
Oh, so whatever logs in last.
Yes.
Yeah. Overrides
the
rest.
They can override
anybody
it.
Anybody can hijack it.
Right.
Yeah. If you had this chip in your thing, like if you're trying to watch some porn or whatever, and it connects to your wife's chip, and you're like, do you have to get it updated? That'd be a disaster. Your chip's malfunctioning.
Yeah, we can just enjoy headphones now for this point.
Yeah, don't headphones put it directly into your brain?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you see they're stopping production of the Segway? You remember the Segway?
Yeah,
it's going to change the world.
Yeah.
Well, all cops.
The kids that are good on them are amazing. My son used to be we had one.
No, he's talking the
Segway, not a hoverboard.
Oh, the one you hold up.
The one with the hand. Oh, yeah, the Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah, like
that was going to change. Remember that was going to change the world.
It was going to change
everybody
the world.
Was going to have one
before they put those things out.
Right.
There was this buzz,
and nobody told. Yeah, it was like it was going to change the world.
Yeah, this is the new thing.
Yeah, is this
why are they stopping it? Nobody's buying them.
Lack of demand.
It would have to be, or else they would make them.
Right.
You know how that goes.
There can be no.
I never saw adults buy them. Though. I saw they do them when city tours will do them. You see them in Chicago and some bigger towns. Where you can take a tour of the city on those. Obviously, cops have been using them since day one. But I never saw, hoverboards with kids became big. But the actual Segway with your handles, you never saw adults just buy those, did you? I never knew anybody bought one of those.
They never got really all that affordable.
No, they never did. They never did.
I mean, they were a couple, $3,000,
right,
weren't they?
Right.
I haven't been to a mall in ages, so I don't know if mall cops use them. I don't even recall seeing any in airports.
Well, I remember seeing them. I'd see them in the city. I saw them in D.C. I saw them in Chicago back when they first came out. A lot of cops used them there. Yeah.
Major downtown areas.
Major downtown areas. You saw cops on them. Well, you're right, Craig. I remember reading the article at the time because they didn't really tell you what it was.
No.
The article was saying this is going to change the world. And I'm thinking, man, what is this?
We all were.
Everybody. I remember reading the article thinking, oh, that looks pretty cool. And then when I saw it, I was kind of like, it looks like
that's
just,
what everyone
looks
was.
Like you're just going to get fat on that thing.
Right.
Because you're not walking.
Yeah, we're already not walking.
We're already not walking at all, you know.
Do the scooters have anything to do with that?
I don't think so. Because you don't see those either.
No.
I think,
unless it's that.
Right. But this is just a bad year for public transportation. You don't want to touch a scooter that someone else just rode, do you?
Yeah. That's an issue.
Yeah.
That is one of the issues.
But these things, I think, it's just purely an affordability.
It was.
Yeah.
They did look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rode one time, and they were kind of neat. Yeah. They were fun, but
They were never cost effective.
No, they were never all that affordable.
No.
Did you fall over?
I did not. No.
Because you had the handle. Have you ever been on one of those other things?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're deadly. They are deadly for adults. You saw Mike Tyson fall down one.
Have you
things.
Ever ridden one of those scooters? Because I would think there would be a learning curve there, too. You can't just grab a scooter that you haven't been on in 30 years and start driving. Have there been accidents as a result of scooters? I can't believe there hasn't been.
Oh, there was. Absolutely. There was a bunch of those. Yeah. They're back on the table. They got rid of them in our city just a week ago. And the city councilman did a 180 and said, no, let's look at these again.
But I think a lot of cities, people just aren't using them just because
now because of coronavirus.
Right, they don't want a coronavirus scooter.
Right.
You don't know where that scooter's been.
Virgin Galactic teaming up with NASA training astronauts for trips to the International Space Station.
I saw a t-shirt last night that said Virginity Rocks. It takes balls to wear that.
Wow.
Wasn't on a girl either. Don't know the kids. I'm not going to say anything bad, but I just thought it was, I don't know if I'd wear that shirt.
Nope.
I can't get laid.
Yeah, that's what I think when I see it. But you know what? I'm from a different era, and also it might be a religious thing. Who knows? But I would love that shirt now. Yeah. I really would love that shirt now.
I mean,
I should have asked her where he got that shirt. Then it would sound it'd be creepy.
Most people, most high school kids you would see wearing a shirt like that, they don't need the shirt. You could just look at them. Nah, you.
Well, there's sometimes a religious component to that, you know.
Yeah.
And who knows what they're into? But why wear that?
I know all through high school,
I don't care if you even believe in it. That's fine. Really, that's fine. Because once you start getting laid, you know, things do go downhill a lot.
Here's the trouble with that.
But why wear it?
Here's the trouble with that. It is a constant reminder of sex.
Having it on your shirt?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, saying, I'm not having sex.
At all.
Is a constant reminder of sex.
It should say, Virginity Rocks on the back, say, except for some butt stuff or something like that. Because I know some guys that thought,
that's sex of the day.
There's some women out there that, you know, say they're virgins and they're really not.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Let them say that.
Right.
If that's what it takes.
If you're getting the rest.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right.
If that's what it takes. Ah, sure. Call yourself whatever you want.
Yeah. I dated a virgin once. And I got
dear.
You know, and she was a virgin there, but everything else was you know.
Virginia.
Where's Colleen at?
Virginity rocks. And then on the back it should say, but oral's great.
I didn't see the back of the shirt.
Oh, you should have.
Once again, sure he's a good kid, but I just don't know if I could wear that.
When
if I was a virgin.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't wear that, and I guarantee you it had to be something religious. I don't think you wear that if you're a guy looking to get laid.
No.
You're not wearing that shirt. You know what I mean? Or a woman wearing that shirt.
Oh, thinking you're going to attract a woman who likes to bust cherries? Maybe that's that bait.
I don't think it's that one at all. I think it was more just, it had to be religious based.
Not once did it ever cross my mind in high school when I wasn't getting laid to put a shirt on to thump my chest about my virginity.
And by the way, it never rocked.
Right. Look how chaste I am.
No,
Are you kidding me?
I'm with you, Todd. I could have worn one of those all through high school.
Me
but
too.
But I don't think anybody would have needed the T-shirt to know that.
But also, you don't think it rocks.
No.
You wanted to get laid.
No, it was terrible.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It was well known in the high school. Todd Brandy getting laid.
Yeah. Same thing here.
Of course not.
Apparently it's
same
a whole line
here.
Of clothing.
That was the other T-shirts they had.
Yeah.
The other guys wore the shirts.
Oh,
Todd
let's
Brandy
get into
laid.
The whole line of clothing when we come back then, Craig.
Todd ain't getting laid. Oh, really?
Well, they all say the same thing.
Oh, they do.
Okay. Virginity rocks.
Are any of them like on little tight sweatpants, like the pink?
Yeah. Right on the ass.
Yeah, think about it.
Right across the top of their ass.
Some 19-year-old girl walking around college, Virginity Rocks, right on her tight pink sweatpants. I made her 19. That's not creepy.
I
made her 19. That's not creepy.
At that point, it's just ironic.
All right.
18 would have been fine with
shirts?
Me.
Oh, it's on the front.
Any half Oh, still on sweatpants, right?
Yeah, on the front leg.
On the leg.
Nice.
Any half shirts? You know,
no.
You know, I love half shirts on chicks.
Like maybe bikini tops with one word on each side?
Yeah. No, but you can get your face mask.
That says Virginity Rocks?
Yeah.
Really? In the face.
In the
face. In the face!
Yeah.
In the face!
Not sure what the hell just happened?
Yeah, join the club, pal.
We dare you to live through it again. Grab the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or TNTRadioEmpire.com.